Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving. With brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program, performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
For most of us here on planet Earth, if we're lucky, our personal legacy begins and ends pretty humbly. Our hopefully manageable unpaid debts, some dirty dishes in the sink, that pile of laundry over there we forgot. But if we are really lucky, we can talk. And there's great kids, maybe a comfortable retirement. But consider this tangible but perhaps less than proud legacy. 5 American flags, 12 pairs of boots, 96 bags of human waste, and a photograph of Apollo 16 astronaut Charles Duke's family. This is among the items left behind by the U.S. space program on the moon. Kind of like that moonscape of mountain climber debris on top of Mount Everest. Who's going to take on that cleanup project?
Hi, this is Holly from Portland, Oregon. And what I'd like to clean up at this point is Mount Everest, but also my basement. We had a recent overflowing sink that did a lot of damage to 3 floors of our house, and we've discovered we're gearing up to purge. The reshuffling that was required to get the walls and baseboards and flooring to complete repairs allowed us to see what we haven't been using or don't need. It's been a silver lining to this very bad early morning discovery.
Well, good luck with all that, Holly. And human race, or perhaps just U.S. astronauts, good luck with the 400,000-pound cleanup job I referred to left up there on the moon. We have an astronaut with us, Jerry Leininger, author of Off the Planet. Jerry, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. How are you?
So you're a shuttle astronaut veteran, right? And you were on Mir for a while during a bit of a harrowing experience.
About 5 months, had a big fire up there and some close calls. So, I've looked down at the planet for a number of days and observed our beautiful Earth.
Jerry Leininger, you know, in movies and people say, you know, kind of off the record that the Mir space station was a bit of a mess. Did you experience that when you were up there?
yeah, it was actually. It was very old. The Russians understood it. Design life of 5 years maximum, and we were at about the 13-year point trying to keep things going. So we had daily challenges, but, you know, human ingenuity, and we were able to keep things together and get some work done.
Human ingenuity perhaps only matched in vastness by the human legacy of landfills around the world and now on the moon. It doesn't really surprise us that we would have made a mess on the moon then, right?
Not at all. Actually, they're calling them lunafills. It is a lot of debris up there. You do leave behind traces of our presence. You can kind of look at that two ways, John. You know, you can look at it as our legacy of exploration, some physical evidence of that sitting there on the moon. Or you can look at it as a bunch of trash, you know, all over this pristine body out there.
So is it archaeology? Is its value in some sort of archaeology for future explorers? Is it a responsibility that we have as, you know, budding space explorers, learning how to not make a mess everywhere we go?
John, I think it's a little of both. I think the, for example, going to Mars is very tough. But the toughest part is getting back from Mars.
Yeah.
It costs, you know, very costly to take up weight. And it's very costly to, you know, pull the debris off of the moon and try to launch it back to Earth. On the other hand, I'll tell you, when I saw photos of some of the reconnaissance spacecraft flying around the moon, and you see the actual footprints, the path that the, for example, Sea of Tranquility, where the Apollo 11 astronauts walked, you see the lander, you see, you know, some of the different marks they made on the moon. You know, it's pretty impressive, and to me, that's sort of an archaeological site and a point of pride that we were there. You know, mankind was there, left our mark.
A little bit like a, you know, one-year-old's pride in having all that birthday cake on their face.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. You know, though, on the moon, of course, there's not much, there is no atmosphere, and so there's no wind, no rain, and it just sort of, it'll be there forever. And people are thinking, for example, that Apollo 11 Tranquility base site, they're trying to preserve that. And of course, the footprints are there. You know, as you mentioned, the trash is there. But there's also, you know, experimental packages that were left behind. And two interesting things, we left some big reflective panels up there. And through those panels, we shoot lasers from the Earth. We're able to get the distance to the moon, for example, very precisely, and also the sort of the perimeter diameter of the moon. And we also left some seismic sensing devices. And when some of these other unmanned aircrafts crash into the moon, we're able to pick up those vibrations. And through that, we're able to pick up the density of the moon. And from that, those two sets of information, for example, you know, we know now the moon's about a quarter of the size of the Earth. And yet you only have about, when you're up there, you feel 1/6 the gravity of Earth. And that's because the moon is less dense. So to some degree, it's debris. To the other degree, you're advancing science, and some of those science packages are left behind.
And part of the astronaut program scientific consequence and benefit is having a better sense of our ability to recycle, to keep the trash down. If we can do that in space, we can do that on Earth. And it occurs to me in thinking about you talking about how we can see all that garbage on the moon, our best evidence of other life in the universe may be observing some giant garbage pile someday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the presence of mankind is there. And that's where, again, I sort of have some pride that, hey, we've been there. You know, what I just mentioned on the moon, it's about the quarter the size of the Earth. It's still a pretty darn big hunk of rock out there in space. And so, you know, I guess I sort of liken it to the, if you think of the explorers of old and they're on the oceans and you have these shipwrecks. You know, I've done many scuba diving on wrecks, and it's, you know, kind of this really incredible feeling when you say, man, these guys in 1800 were shipping logs, in my case, down Lake Michigan to Chicago, and I'm looking at history here, as you mentioned, an archaeological site almost. And so some of that, you know, the stuff on the moon, for example, it's not like it's, you know, wall-to-wall garbage by any means. Probably the bigger problem is space debris, because that stuff, you know, matter in motion stays in motion, and we still have that orbiting our Earth. And you know, we've got, 20,000 or so hunks of pretty good-sized stuff orbiting the Earth right now.
Well, we could start a pretty good-sized scandal, but I'm not going to ask you this. I bet there's some astronaut somewhere who wishes there was something he or she could take back that's part of the debris that will be discovered someday. But, Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good talking to you, John. Thank you.
Jerry Lininger is a former NASA astronaut. He was the sole American aboard the Russian space station Mir, which survived the worst fire in space exploration history. He's also the author of Off the Planet. Freak out in a moon eggs daydream,
oh yeah. Yeah. You guys make me laugh. What doesn't need cleaning? My brain, my desk, my computer. Everything needs to be clean, and I'm retiring in 4 weeks, so let's leave the cleaning till then. Amen. Peace.
Hello, my name is Bonnie. I'm calling from Haddonfield, New Jersey. I would love to have someone come and clean out all the junk from my house. I'd pay dearly for that. The only thing they have to leave is anything that my kids made or wore. Everything else, goodbye.
Anyone out there want to help out Bonnie? Just give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org or just join one of our conversations. Check us out at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. Clean up all your messes now. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.